I am with Dr. Aaron Kollwitz, who is the newest director of choral activities here at Northern Michigan University. Welcome to the family here at Northern.
Great. I'm glad to be here.
And I understand you also have a connection to the history of the Marquette Choral Society. You're married to someone who happened to be the very first director.
Yes. It's interesting how life comes full circle.
Oh, yes.
Around. Yes. My husband, William Denning, was the first conductor of the Choral Society. And so now, as his wife, I take over as the fifth, I guess.
Yes.
I am, and the first woman. So that's exciting.
History being made.
Exactly.
Yes. But you're not a stranger to any of this at all. You've been involved with choral music for many, many years. Can you, you know, kind of regale us with some of that curriculum vitae, as they say?
Sure. Well, my mother was a music teacher, a choral director in Green Bay, Wisconsin at Edison Junior High. So I grew up with it. I grew up singing. I grew up playing piano. So my parents were very instrumental in that. They didn't really push me into it, but they certainly encouraged it. And I just kind of took to it. I decided I wanted to be a teacher at a young age, and I love to sing and I love to play. So it just kind of took me to the choral conducting route.
Yes.
And I just absolutely love it. I can't imagine doing anything else. Rehearsal is the best thing.
You were also doing some singing as well. In fact, with none other than the Dale Warland Singers, from what I understand.
Yeah, I was a professional singer for a couple of years with him. He was really the one that pushed me in the direction of USC, which is like where I got my master's and my doctorate. And that's how I met my husband, Dr. Denning. So it was kind of, it's all sort of a series of coincidences that I ended up, you know, in Minnesota and then with doing my undergrad there and then singing with Dale. And he had that USC connection. He studied with Dr. Charles Hurt at USC and wrote me a letter. And then I moved across the country and spent 7 years in Los Angeles getting my graduate degrees. And I loved it there, too. Did a lot of work with various universities there, adjunct, conducting the women's chorus at Cal State Fullerton and at USC, teaching some conducting classes. And then I got my first tenure-track job at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. So I was there for 7 years, and then this job came open, and we saw it as a really good opportunity to sort of come back home, since I'm from Green Bay. And my husband had been here, and my husband is originally from Minnesota, so we're Midwesterners.
No strangers to the winters.
Yep, no stranger to the winter, but I'll have to reacclimate, that's for sure. It's been a while.
Yeah, just thicken the blood a bit. There,
exactly, exactly.
Put more layers on, as they say.
Yes.
I'm talking with Dr. Aaron Kollwitz, Northern Michigan University's newest Director of Choral Activities and Director of the Marquette Choral Society. Do you have any particular plan in place already for the choral program and the Marquette Choral Society by extension?
Well, the main goal is to grow the program. And really, it's twofold, to get as many campus singers in the ensembles as possible. So that is non-majors, non-music majors from all over the campus. Want to make sure that they know that they can sing, even if they're not a music major. So that's the first thing, is to grow the numbers on campus. And then the second thing is to grow the number of music majors. So I'll be out in all the schools. I'll be talking to all the choral directors and the musicians in town and all over the UP, really, and northern Wisconsin. And hopefully I'll make my way downstate and make some connections with those teachers. And the goal is to start recruiting some voice majors and get a good stable of strong musicians back at NMU. We certainly have some very talented students here now, which make my job very easy.
Yes.
And so that's a wonderful thing, but I think we can build on that. And there's so much that NMU has to offer.
Yes.
I think people don't always know that it's here and that there's something that they can offer in terms of singing and choral music, but we have wonderful professors and wonderful teachers, and I think it's a really exciting time to be here.
You mentioned the student groups in high school level and working with those choral directors and making those contacts. The Upper Peninsula Youth Choir has been a project that's been off and on for many, many years here.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
And, and I'm certain that that may be a good way to create that continued opportunity to step from the high school level to the college level in singing.
Right, create a bridge for those students. And I think the biggest thing is to get them on campus.
Yes.
And to see the beautiful facilities that we have here, The Reynolds Recital Hall is absolutely stunning. So I think, you know, once high school students can get on campus and see everything that there is to offer for them, that it would be an easy choice. But, you know, I'd also like to get out to Illinois, Minnesota, see if we can expand our reach a little bit as well. I have a few students, you know, from Chicago area in the choirs already, some from Minneapolis, lots from downstate. Mm-hmm. But I think that NMU, along with the admissions program, they're really active and doing some great things. So I can kind of piggyback on what they're already doing.
Yes, yes.
And get out there and get the word out. And then, of course, for the students that are already here in the UP, they have the opportunity to sing in multiple ways and connect with me. So that's the goal, is to get them to know me and trust me and want to come and have some fun.
All right. Now, ensembles on campus so far, it's been the Madrigal Singers, mm-hmm. and the NMU Chorus, as well as the Choral Society. Do you, mm-hmm. do you see eventually adding more opportunities for choral singers?
Or? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'd love to. I think, you know, NMU has 9,000 students or so. And, of course, the goal, you know, the administration wants to see enrollment get even higher, and I think that will continue. I think this president is doing some really good things. We have a new provost who's wonderful. She's a midwife, which I find very interesting. She's a very interesting background. So I think together with the new administration and sort of these new initiatives, I think that we can attract some of these new students. So with that said, I'd like to expand the choruses. Right now we have the university chorus, and I have 50 in that group, which is wonderful.
Great.
Yeah. So, you know, eventually the thought is to make that as much of a campus-wide chorus as possible. So that's where we would hopefully attract most of our, you know, non-music majors. So, you know, the public speaking majors, the communication majors, the science majors, nursing, yes. whatever, can sing in that group. For a fairly low commitment, you know, fund low commitment. And the Madrigal Singers will continue. I may change its name. There's some talk about maybe turning that back into the Arts Chorale, which I understand has a very positive, you know, feeling from the community.
Yes, a good reputation.
Right. People
yes.
know about it. People know what that stands for.
Yes.
So we may be able to move it in that direction. I'd also possibly like to start a women's chorus as the numbers grow, and then potentially a university concert choir, perhaps, as well. So as the numbers grow, you know, we can kind of see where the overflow is and where the need is.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to...
And if you have enough hours in the day for it all.
Right. Well, you know, we conductors, we don't really sleep. That's sort of how we operate. We just work, work, work. And that's what we love to do, so doesn't feel like work.
The only thing I didn't hear was Glee Club here.
Yeah. Well, we may have a men's chorus, too, eventually. But, yeah, I mean, like, as the need grows for mm-hmm. choirs, which I'm hoping will be the case, you know, we can continue to sort of create spaces for everyone to sing. And that's the objective, is that we get as many people singing as possible. And of course, the Choral Society already serves a great need
yes.
in allowing the community members to sing big works, great music with new composers, old composers. You know, they give you a very wide breadth of experiences. So that's why the people have sung in it for 40 some years.
And that's the ensemble that most people connect to the university before any of the university
exactly.
music department's ensembles.
Exactly.
I'm talking with Dr. Aaron Kolwitz, Northern Michigan University's newest Director of Choral Activities and Director of the Marquette Choral Society. Did you have a great start with the Choral Society? I understand you've met a couple of times already.
Yeah, it's been mm-hmm. it's been just wonderful. I mean, when I met these people at my audition, my interview, I just knew they were a special group of people. And of course, I'm a little biased because of my connection with
course.
My husband. And they're all Midwesterners too, of course, so I automatically like them because I'm one of them. But they are just unbelievably fun, and they go at everything 110%. The board is incredible. They're unbelievably organized, and they make my job really, really easy. So that's the first thing, is that I can just make music. You know, I don't have to worry about raising money or drawing up programs. You know, they don't tell you in graduate school that you have to be a graphic designer in addition to a conductor. You know, there are so many things that, you know, in past community chorus jobs that I've had, when I've had to do everything. I was the development person. I was the admissions person. I was the graphic designer. And these guys are so organized. I mean, they just have this down to a science, and it just, it's a machine that just rolls on its own. So the people are really what makes it. And then on top of that, the rehearsals are just an unbelievable amount of fun. We have a great time.
Getting a lot of work done, but with a big smile on your face at the same time.
Yeah, yes. And I had a student once tell me at UAH that my rehearsals are always very busy. She said, we work really hard, but we have a lot of fun. And that's the best compliment I think I could receive.
Yes, it is.
Because we work fast and we get a lot done, but we tell stupid stories and we laugh and we make jokes and we tease each other, mm-hmm. and it's a great time.
And they don't finish with, oh, thank God it's done. We can go home now.
Right. Yeah. The goal is for them to say, wow, it's 9:30 already. I can't believe it. So that's what we try to do. And of course, the people are so involved. You know, they have their break time and they have volunteers that bring snacks and coffee and lemonade. I mean, it's just, it's a wonderful community experience. And I think anyone that gets involved in it automatically feels connected with the community, yes. and feel like they're giving something back.
Is enrollment in the Choral Society still open?
It is until next week. Mm-hmm. So we didn't rehearse this week because of Labor Day.
Right.
So we had a day of rest from our labors. And then we resume on Monday. And that will be the final day of registration. Although, of course, and this is really up to the board, but you know, people after that can also still join if they have been out of town or they couldn't get involved right off the bat. We are always open mm-hmm. to new members. So okay. I'd always like to hear people give me a call or shoot me an email and tell me that they're interested.
Good.
The more, the merrier.
What's being sung by the Choral Society this time?
Well, they have an annual Christmas concert, yes. as you probably know. It's a well-known yes. tradition, and people know about it. They know that it's always the first weekend in December, and it'll be at St. Peter's. So we're going to do the same thing. We are going to have some carols, so we'll have some sing-along carols, which I think is really important. At that time of year, people just want to sing.
And the audience loves it, yes.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. we'll be using the organ, and we'll sing along with the organ congregationally and
wow,
do a couple
good.
Wilcox mm-hmm. arrangements mm-hmm. of some standards, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, The First Noel. And then I have chosen a set of nativity carols by a composer named Stephen Paulus, who you may know of.
Yes.
From Minnesota. He mm-hmm. just recently passed away. It was very, very sad, very sudden. But he's written a lot of music for Dale Warland, very prolific composer in Minnesota. And I just love what he does. So I've chosen a set of, it's called Three Nativity Carols for harp and oboe and chorus. And they're wonderful. They're enjoying learning that. And then sort of an esoteric piece by a British composer named Kenneth Layton called A Hymn to the Nativity, which is just stunning. It's a cappella. That's an a cappella piece with a pretty prominent soprano solo. And then we're also doing Daniel Pinkham's Christmas Cantata.
Oh, okay.
Which I
yes.
understand some of you have sung before.
Yes, yes.
So Wayne Hamner's group, I think they said they sang it last year or the year yes. before. So we'll have some brass. So it'll be a big old Christmas party, basically, in that cathedral. 10 brass players in a cathedral. It'll be pretty exciting.
Oh, it'll be ringing through there
exactly.
real well.
It's very Christmassy. So
okay.
lots of fun.
I am glad to have you here, and I'm
glad
sure
to be
the
here.
The community will be embracing you with open arms through this first semester and
yeah,
beyond.
They really have. Yes. The community's been wonderful. We're really enjoying it here. The weather, for one thing. I mean, the humidity is so low. I think I'm in paradise compared to Alabama. So this is absolutely beautiful. Weather's gorgeous, and I'm even looking forward to some snow. We'll see how I feel in February, but...
No, yes, well, you'll acclimate, as you said.
Right. Yes, my husband did promise me a tropical vacation
okay.
once a year. So
once a year.
I'm trying to figure out where we're going to go to get a little respite from
okay.
the snow. So that was nice of him.
In between works with all of these various choral
right.
groups that you're doing here.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out a time. Spring break, maybe. We'll take a little break from the snow. But.
I'll also assume that you're doing some teaching of certain classes as part of your work.
Yes, I will be. This semester, NMU is wonderful in that when you're in your first semester, they give you a course release. So this semester, I'm conducting three choirs. That's on my course load, which is, you know, a lot, but to a conductor, that's sort of par for the course. But this gives me some time to go out into the community. So I have a little bit of free time where I can go visit the teachers in the schools, do some recruitment, meet with some community people. So it's nice. It's a wonderful schedule. Next semester, I'll be teaching some classes. Okay. Which ones have yet to be decided, but I've taught music history. I've taught music literature. Mm-hmm. I've taught pretty much everything, all the choral, secondary education courses, that kind of stuff. So
conducting, I'm able to assume.
Yes, I've taught basic and advanced conducting, so I'm happy to jump in wherever they need me. It's a wonderful faculty, just wonderful, caring people who really care about these students. They're absolutely professional, and I could not be happier to be here.
Great. Well, we're happy to have you. Thank you very much for taking the time to come in and talk.
Well, thanks for asking me. I hope to talk to you more as the concerts come in line. So
that's where you'll see me.
Exactly.
Yes. Dr. Aaron Kollwitz is the newest director of choral activities here at Northern Michigan University and the next conductor of the Marquette Choral Society. Again, the Choral Society's holiday concert will be in the first weekend of December at St. Peter Cathedral. And, of course, look out for all of those other choral ensembles from the department, which will often perform in Reynolds Recital Hall here on NMU's campus. Thanks again.
Thank you.